Good morning. My name is Mario Iacampo. I'm the executive producer of the Pop Masters and the producer of Exhibition Hub.
Yeah, so Pop Masters, we've just been walked through the exhibit, and it's all these cheery pop art colors. It's a pop explosion. What's going on?
Well, we wanted to create an exhibit that put these three, I consider them masters of their own, Keith Haring, Lichtenstein, and Andy Warhol, and we wanted to put them all together. This is the first time that these three exhibits have been together in one, and we tell the story a little bit of this form of art, where it began, where it is, the influences even in today's art, and so I thought that putting them together would be the best way to show that.
These are posters.
What generally referred to as off prints. When an artist does a commercial poster, there's a certain number of printed, but then he keeps a certain number of them and he autographs them, and that's what these are. What people can expect to see is over 150 of these posters over the three artists. In the first room, at the beginning of the exhibit, we're kind of, the three of them are together, and then we have three galleries, each one dedicated to each individual artist. And also, then we have a little bit of fun. We've got some 3D recreations of some of the objects that are in the pop art, so people can see in 3D what the artist was seeing.
There's a lot of different subjects. There's political subjects, there's philosophical subjects, and there's also commercial work they did for companies advertising things.
If you think about the beginning of pop art and its roots in graphic design, you think about Warhol with his Campbell's Soup advertising, which everybody at one point or another has seen. You think about Lichtenstein and some of his original art and the influences from comics with all the beautiful colors. And you think about Keith Haring. Keith Haring is probably the most political of the three. He had a lot of original thoughts on the state of the world at the time that he was painting. So I think that all three together touch the scene that was in the 60s and 70s and where they grew up and they became known.
These posters are all from a museum in Hamburg.
The posters have an incredible value. The whole collection is worth over 15 million euros. They're irreplaceable because they won't be printed again. You know, whatever the originals were that were used to print these posters don't exist anymore. So what the museum in Hamburg has done is collected posters from all over the world from different artists, but in particular from these three pop artists. And what we have here is a selected collection of all the posters they've could have chosen to give a taste of the pop art and to create this environment that people can see where all this graphic design came from. Because when you think about graphic design and when you think about commercial applications, these three really come to the forefront. What we've done here also is these three exhibits have been shown independently at various times, but this is the first time and maybe the only time, because where we were able to have all three collections together. I mean, it's a little bit thanks to the pandemic, because a lot of things were canceled. So we were able to find that slot where we could put all three of them together, which I thought was important.